Welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to tune in on tonight. I have a very special guest for you on tonight. And, of course, before we proceed with our program, we're going to give all praises and thanks unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we're going to begin by reading Psalm 136. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless us to edify and magnify who you are and help us to continue to have faith and believe and trust in you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done, the things you're going to do, Lord. And we thank you for just being you. And we just ask, Lord, would this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I am so honored because we're going to have an author, a literary author, on the show. And we're going to call her in just a second. But Miss Mary Moore was born, first of all, in December. Yes, that's a great month. And she's the mother of two children. She currently resides in Oakland, California. And she's a bestseller. She has novels, and she's a bestseller. And she's a successful author, obviously. She loves to travel the world. She loves to write books. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Mary Monroe, but I need to call her, so give me just a second.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Ms. Monroe?
This is Mary.
Hi, Ms. Monroe. How are you doing? This is Afrida Love.
Oh, hi. Oh, I thought you forgot about me. I thought you was going to call at 5.
No, ma'am. We're on air. We're online here.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
well, I'm
ma'am.
Glad to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. And I was going to ask you a few questions about your literary work. Is that okay?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Ask me all you want.
All right. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been writing all my life since I was a little kid, and finally got my 22nd or 23rd book, One House Over, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author, and I live in California. I'm originally from Alabama, and I write full-time, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, that is excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
Bestseller, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Now, when did you begin writing, and who inspired you to write?
I've been writing since I was a toddler. Before I started elementary school, I was making up stories. So this was something I was literally born to do. And I'm from, a small town in Alabama, uneducated people. So nobody really inspired. What inspired me was the fact that I was just so curious, I read a lot. I read everything I could get my hands on, and I wanted to tell stories. And so that's my inspiration, the desire to tell stories, make up stories and tell them.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I love it.
Some of your work consists of spiritual themes. So tell me a little bit about your spiritual themes and the themes that you write within your books.
Well, I grew up in the church,
right.
Small town in Alabama, had to go to church every Sunday.
That's right.
And throughout the week we had to read the Bible. Everybody was really into the church. And even though my stories are kind of gritty. You know, these are the kind of people I grew up around, but there was always a spiritual element. You know, even I have a lot of relatives who have been in jail and who were not very nice people, but they were still in the church.
That's right.
And I think you could probably relate to that. You probably know people like that.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't care how bad, you know, a person is. Some people still have a spiritual element in their background.
That's right.
And I try to show that in my books.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. Now, what are some projects that you're working on now?
Oh, well, One House Over is the first book in my new three-book series, and it was released last week.
Oh.
And I'm almost done with the second part of the story. The title is One Over the Fence, and I'm going to and it'll be released next year around the same time, the last week in March. And I'm so excited because I have a Christmas book coming out in September.
Oh.
And it'll be quite different from my usual stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, more G-rated.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about it because my editor is just crazy about the story.
Wow, that is exciting.
And it's called Remembrance. That's the title.
Okay, Remembrance. Okay.
Remembrance in September of this year.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. Congratulations with that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So what do you want readers to take away while reading your book, when we're reading
your
book?
You know, it's hard for me because I can't get in people's minds. All I want them to take away is that was a good story, you know, and hopefully they, you know, something in it will trigger or inspire them to do something. I get a lot of email and letters from people who tell me, I read such and such, you know, book, or they'll give a title, do this, and it made me do that, and that inspired me. And so it makes me feel good to know that I'm touching people in ways like that will make them do something better or look at their life from a different point of view.
That's good. That's
and
good.
I want them to be entertained.
Right. So there's some humor in your stories, too, which is
oh,
good.
There's a lot of humor. Even when somebody gets killed,
that's
not funny. But I try to keep it light. But, you know, there are some things that you can't keep light. You know, this is the world we live in today.
That's right.
And I try to write the stories about bad people. Some bad people have good hearts.
Right.
And I try to I write about some people. Bad people with good hearts, and I write about some good people who are just who pretty much lost their way and they're trying to figure life out. So I try to cover some of everything.
That's good. That's good. That's interesting. Now, is there anything else you would like to share about your books?
Well, I have a contract for several more, so I'll be around for a while, and I want the people who enjoy my books or the readers to know that. You know, I don't want them to think that I'm going to be retiring anytime soon. That's not going to happen anytime soon.
Good.
But I have a lot of stuff in the works, and I'm really open to ideas and suggestions. You know, some of the books that I have written, a lot of the input, you know, that readers, you know, emailed me or sent me in letters, I do listen. I answer all my email personally, and I don't get upset when I get criticized. That happens, comes with the territory.
Right.
But I try to do everything from, you know, I try to listen when something is constructive, you know, and if it's going to help me or somebody else, then I'm always open. I'm very receptive. So that's one thing I'm really proud to say.
That's good. That's good. Now, how can individuals purchase your books or conduct radio interviews, all that good stuff?
Oh, well, my books are in all bookstores, Walmart, Target, independent bookstores. They can be purchased on Amazon.com, and they can contact me. I have a website, MaryMonroe.org. They can leave messages, or if they want to communicate with me or try to, you know, set up an interview or just to chat, my email address is author5409@AOL.com.
Oh.
And I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and I love to hear from my readers.
Great, great. Now, before I let you go, Miss Mary Monroe, now you're a very humble person because I'm looking at this bio, and you're a New York bestseller. And so
yeah.
you just have to, a lot of people are wondering, I know that you have just very excellent writing and your themes are excellent.
Uh-huh.
What does it take to become a bestseller, especially a New York bestseller?
Well, one of the things that every aspiring author needs to know is you got to persevere.
That's right.
Because I published my first book in 1985, got great reviews, but it didn't sell. So that publisher didn't offer me a contract for a second book. So it took me 15 years. And I've at that point, I had already been rejected hundreds of times. I have over 2,000. People don't believe that. But I got them in my garage to prove it because I've been writing all my life. So it took, you know, after 2,000 rejection letters, and I was times when I was ready to just throw in the towel and say, you know, this is just not working out for me. But I hung in there. I persevered. I took advice. I had some great mentors. Maya Angelou mentored me at one point, and so did James Baldwin. It didn't get any better than that. And I was always willing to listen to other authors and people who were not authors but who were had some really good advice. And so I hung in there. I persevered. I didn't go to school for writing or college. I taught myself how to write. So determination and perseverance got me on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow. Now, I have to ask you this because I'm really interested in literacy as well. But you mentioned Ms. Maya Angelou. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the wisdom that you can recall that really impacted your writing.
Well, you know, when I connected with her, this was way back years ago before I even got published, when she resided in the Bay Area, and I used to write her letters, and I went to see her speak. And so, and we never actually sat down in person. This is all done by mail. And the same goes true of Toni Morrison. James Baldwin, I sat down with him a few times. But with Maya Angelou, it was just words of encouragement. And she, you know, she had a lot to say, but she was a woman of a few words. You know, she could say something, two or three sentences to me, and it would keep me going for months and years.
Wow.
You know, and the main thing is if you believe in yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you.
That's right.
And if you believe that you have a story to tell, don't let anybody tell you you don't, because a lot of the people in my life, relatives and friends, were telling me, oh, you need to forget about it, or go get a job at the post office, or do this or do that. And I did not listen to them, and thank God I did not. And so, and now some of those same people are trying to write books.
Exactly.
And that's the funny thing about it. But no, don't let anybody tell you you can't do something.
That's right.
And that's the important thing that I learned from Maya Angelou. And you know how far she, you know what her beginnings and how far she had to come and all the things she had to overcome. And so that she passed it on to me, and I'm trying to pass it on to other aspiring authors. I got a lot of emails from people who want to write a book, and they don't even know where to begin. But I share as much information with them as possible.
Wow. Have you ever been to Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Done a lot of events in Houston and Dallas, Fort Worth.
I don't have
anything on the calendar for this year. I haven't been there in a few years.
So
oh,
you'll
yeah,
be open, like, in the future to come into Texas and, like...
I will go anywhere.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've been all over the country, and I want to keep, you know... I love to travel.
That's good.
And
that's
I love Texas.
Okay, good. All right, well, I'm going to stay in contact with you, and I'm going to connect with you.
Please do.
I will, yes.
Uh-huh.
And congratulations, and keep writing, and I'm going to check out some
of your... Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm going to check out some of your books.
Thank you. I hope you'll enjoy them, too.
Yes, ma'am. And you take care, and thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a blessed evening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Mary Monroe. And the way I ran across Miss Mary Monroe was I was reading one of my connections email, and I actually saw some of her books, and I read her bio, and I was like, I have to have her on the show because she is a New York seller. Just her themes, the different themes within her book was really captivating, and so I had to go ahead and interview her. So that was Miss Mary Monroe. Be sure to connect with her. She's on Facebook. She's also, not only is she on Facebook, but she's on Twitter, as she said, and she has the website. Okay? So be sure to connect with Miss Mary Monroe. All right? All right. I have a few announcements to make since we have all this time and I get to speak with you. Just be sure to continue to remain encouraged, continue to remain empowered, continue to believe and trust in God. Amen. I can't say it enough. You have to have faith in the mustard seed, no matter what. And you have to keep going. Perseverance is very important. You have to be consistent in season and out of season. You have to continue to pray and trust in God. And you have to exercise your faith. You have to exercise your faith on a daily basis. It's a daily job. It's not like you just exercise one time and then it's done. You have to exercise your faith at all times, okay? If you want to contact me, you can email me with your questions at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, you can call me on my business phone at 254-744-6616. And once I finish with the ministry, I'll return all those calls. I want to thank and appreciate each and every one of you who's on the line right now. We have over 800 individuals on the line. Continue to share this link. Continue to tell somebody. Continue to connect. I've connected with so many people from all over the world who have connected with the ministry, and I thank you so much for that. If you have an event, such as a literary event, if you need speakers, such as individuals who speak on topics such as literacy, such as education, things like that, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We have a couple of conferences coming up, a lot of conferences. Some conferences I'm just attending, and some conferences I'm actually speaking. So I will differentiate between those on my website. Well, not on my website because we don't have that up yet because we're working on the technological things and the design. But I'll have it on my Facebook page, so be sure to check that out. If you want to connect with me, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on Facebook under Afrita Love, or LinkedIn under Afrita Love. You can connect with me, yes, yes. In addition to that, be sure to continue to uplift your family and all of your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FritaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FRedaLove. Be sure to do that. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please continue to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure that you connect with me on Facebook and connect with me on LinkedIn if you want to be on the ministry. Continue to pray for all your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for others as well, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, continue to just follow Jesus, continue to trust in God, and continue to know that God is able to see you through. All right? Okay. In addition to that, there are many different events happening all the way from now to probably August. As I said before, some events I'm actually speaking, and some events I'm showcasing my book, and some events I'm attending. So once again, I will put that schedule up on Facebook for you. Okay? My allergies are really bothering me. Some people say, what's the matter? My allergies are bothering me right about now, but that's not important. What's important is that we focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? And so with this focus, we want to continue to just uplift God. We want to continue to pray to God. We want to continue to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so I just want you to stay encouraged. Do not allow anyone to control your thermostat, your emotions, your attitude, how you respond, how you act. This is not the time nor the season to do that. You have to stay calm and composed at all times, right? But I want to talk about this workshop, because this workshop is going to be huge. I want to talk about it because I'm thinking that actually we're going to have it in the summer. And the reason why we're going to have it in the summer is because of various reasons. One of the reasons is all the students are out in the summer. Okay, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that we have, it's expanding, it's growing, right, in different cities and states. It's growing. The workshop is growing. And so the name of the workshop, for all of you who are listening, the event planners and organizations and school officials and all of you who are listening, listen, you need this workshop, and I need you to contact me, okay? I'm going to give you some information. The workshop is entitled It's Just Noise, all right? What It's Just Noise is about is it illustrates. This is a workshop that really focuses on the ear, the hearing. And the reason why we're focusing on the hearing is because the hearing is the product of what the brain uses as input and output. And so whatever you hear, you're going to transfer into your short-term and long-term memory, and then it becomes your output. And the reason why we have behaviors is because of the input. Okay, it's not because a person's bad or maybe because of their home training, because every parent wants their child to be successful. It doesn't matter if people consider the parent good or bad. At some point, the parent establishes that I want my child to be successful. Now, things happen in life, and we hear all these stories, you know, on TV and online and things about parents hurting their kids, but at some point, at one point of time, they want their child to be successful. Okay? Now, it's entitled It's Just Noise. And it works. What makes us so unique is we can explain the input and output. I explain the input and output. And then I take the children, the youth, through a series. And we go through scenarios. And we have handouts. And we have all of these other great things. But I have to do this all in a couple of hours. And so we're going to start like a pilot. It's a pilot. And we're going to do it in maybe 3 hours. And I'm going to have some speakers. And with this, in order to commemorate what this is about, we have the shirt entitled, It's Just Noise. And on the back, This Is Only a Test. And that's what children need to understand. Well, what age group is it? It's from 5-year-olds all the way up to 18. Okay, and the reason why I included 5-year-olds all the way up to 18 is because for some reason during that particular age period, right, that's when things happen. When you look at things that happen at the school, you look at things that happen in other places, that's what happens. And so we want to establish and we want to educate as many students as possible so that when we bring in those 2-week sessions or that 1-week camp with It's Just Noise, that's what it's called, It's Just Noise, then when we bring in those sessions, those students will be savvy to it already because we're going to have more activities. So if you would like to have It's Just Noise at your school, organization, your church, then I'm going to make a video as well, but I need you to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, this is what I'm offering to you. The program is going to be absolutely free because I believe in the power of saving our youth. Absolutely free. So if you want a free program to come to your school, church, or organization, email alfreedalove@emonya_love@yahoo.com. So far, program will be introduced in 15 different states. Okay, so be sure to do that. Now, the next thing that we have going here is a spiritual guide on the go. The reason why this book is only 48 pages is because I want you to have the opportunity to read the book. What happens many times is individuals buy books that are 300 pages, 400 pages, with a whole bunch of words, which is good. But you don't finish reading it. I need for you to know everything in this book. That's why we had the book study. If you want to get a head start with the book, go right ahead. Look on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove and check out the segment, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. I did basically three or four different presentations on that particular book. So you can have access to that online. In addition to that, if you look at my website, not my website, but if you look at my web page, actually, my web page here, there's an event in May, and this event is in Dallas, Texas, okay? It's a gospel event, and it's called Exodus. It's a music and arts festival with producer Kurt Franklin. All of these individuals were at the Stellars. Pastor Marvin Sapp, Sister Erica Campbell, Sister Tamala Mann, Brother Ty Trippett, Corrine Hawthorne, and more. It's at the Pavilion in Irving, Texas, May 26th. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Showtime is at 5:30. Be sure to get your tickets. Amen. Be sure to get your tickets because I have a feeling that this event is going to sell out. Be sure to get your tickets. Be sure to get them because you have some heavy hitters who are going to be ministering through song. So we want to make sure that we're there. So make sure that you get your tickets and support these gospel artists. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, once again, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm under Al Free to Love. If you're a business, if you're a literary agent, feel free to connect with me. I love to connect with business-minded individuals because I'm working on a couple of projects and, you know, we need to collaborate. So be sure to do that. If you have music, new gospel music, be sure to do that because I'm looking for music to add on to my radio show. All right? So be sure to do that. God is good and God is great. We thank God for everything. Amen. Amen. And I want to appreciate each and every one of you. Continue to share this link. Continue to tell other individuals about this particular episode, this particular show. And I want to thank you once again. I want you to have a great night. And remember, do not let anyone control your thermostat. I want to thank the United States of America. I want to thank Australia, Canada, Norway, and Korea for listening to the ministry. We're all over the world. That makes me feel very proud when the ministry can expand to so many different outlets, so many different people. That's the goal of the ministry. Now then, I need to see some other countries and some other entities on this particular visit. Amen. I need to see some others. But I pray that God continue to bless and take care of you. And I pray that you continue to trust God with all of your heart, leaning not unto your own understanding, acknowledging God all thy ways. And yep, He will lead and direct your path. So, have a blessed night. And until next time, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, amen. Praise God. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourself and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And have a blessed night. Good night, everybody.